Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey. You guys got to be pretty happy, Seamus. The reader voters called you guys the best blog, best email newsletter for neighborhood news. How about that?
Yes, it was great. Thank you to all the Chicago Reader voters who wrote in. We are very proud of particularly our morning newsletter. It goes out to over 100,000 people, and we put a lot of effort into it each night and really scramble every morning to jam in everything into it. So thank you, everyone, for the recognition. We appreciate it.
And we appreciate being able to talk to you guys in the morning here and get the latest stories. Like the one we've been talking about today, headline, Farewell Free Parking. Meters coming to Montrose Harbor angering lakefront park advocates. And if I understand this correctly, Seamus, they're also talking about Halsted Street near the Steppenwolf Theater, Southport near Diversey, Lincoln Avenue, also Elston near that Lincoln Yards mega development, and along Clybourn. So why are they suddenly putting meters everywhere?
Right. It was part of the budget deal back last fall that kind of got slipped in there, and it was pretty quiet. There was, you know, a lot of talk about all the other things that were being done to plug the huge budget shortfall. But one of them, sort of the nickel and diming part of it, was to fill in some of the gaps where there aren't meters around the city. A lot of these were on the north side, in areas that, you know, we all have our secret ones where there's a stretch of an arterial street that they appear to have just missed putting parking there, parking meters there. You know, there was a couple by Wrigley Field I used to use all the time when I was going to the ballpark a lot for the Sun-Times. But those all disappeared. But now they basically just sort of scoured the city looking for these spots in business districts and some parts on the lakefront. And they're going to start, they're scouting them now, but they're going to start putting up the pay boxes probably this summer. This money won't be going to the Chicago parking meters, the terrible privatization deal that just about everyone agrees was probably a bad idea when we sold all our parking meters for 75 years. So that's one advantage for the city, is that all these new ones that they get to put in, they get to keep the money directly. But that's a little solace for the rest of us who found these spots, particularly around Montrose Harbor. That whole drive up and down Montrose Harbor Drive was all free, and people used to go there, have lunch, you know, go to the lakefront and park for free. That stuff is all going to be gone. So it's not going to make people happy when you start seeing these meters going up, but the city says they're going to bring in some more money to pay for other stuff, like more meters probably.
The Montrose meters are going to require payment from 6 a.m. till 11 p.m., according to this ordinance. We'll follow that story. And a couple of popular programs that started last year to close off city streets for more outdoor dining, or as pedestrian-friendly shared streets, are going to be around again this year and actually expanded, right?
That's right. These went pretty well for a lot of the restaurants. Either a lot of these were in pretty heavily trafficked areas, up and down Randolph. There were some closures there, on Clark Street downtown. It allowed the restaurants to move into the street, or at least half of the street, and put tables out there or tents out there and just expand their outdoor area. They're going to continue to allow that coming up, add more areas as well. But the other one that I think residents probably, at least the ones in the neighborhoods, really got to take advantage of was when they would actually shut down residential streets. They would still let people on the block drive through it to get to their houses, but they would put up barriers and kids could play on bikes and run up and down the street. It was essentially like an all-summer block party for some of these streets. There's 12 miles of those all around the city. They're going to double that this summer. And just as a way to encourage people to get out and about, but give them a little bit of space so they're not on top of each other. So it's who knows? Maybe we'll see an expansion of these or a making this permanent going forward. There's advocates have been pushing for these shared streets for years, even pre-pandemic. It really took hold, obviously, last year when they tried to find some more space. So it was popular, and they're going to try it again starting the spring and summer.
Yeah, one of the things that had to change during the pandemic, and when we get out of the pandemic, we're going to be looking at a lot of things and thinking, well, maybe we should make this change permanent. Finally, we have news out of Bronzeville about what may become a National Historic Site. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is yet another example of trying to preserve some of Chicago's history, particularly when it relates to Emmett Till. There's a movement to landmark his family's home in Woodlawn. But this week we found out that Senators Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin are also pushing to preserve the church where his mother, Mamie Till Mobley, held his funeral in 1955. It was the funeral that really spread the word about what had happened to him when he was murdered. She held an open casket funeral in the Roberts Temple Church of God in Christ in Bronzeville, and the photos from that really went around the world and shocked the world and woke them up to really what had happened. So the senators they want to preserve this church. It's still standing there on its 40th and State. It's still there. It needs a lot of work. They don't have many services there anymore, but it's the goal of this bill is to make it a national monument. It would fall under the National Park Service, then would be in charge of preserving it, maintaining it, and perhaps making it there hasn't been any talk about a museum there. They want to do the museum at Emmett Till's house. But this would be a place people could stop and take in a piece of history of Chicago. So we'll see. It's got a lot of support. It's got some senator support from around the country as well. So it could take some time to work its way through the Senate. But if they get approved, they could get some money from the federal government to preserve it. And it's an important part. People would recognize these photos in a second. They're an important part of the story, and so we'll see. We'll keep an eye on this one, but they want to keep this church up and strong in a place where people can help remember the history of Emmett Till.
That would be great. Thanks, Seamus. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.